By the faithful gifts of our listeners, let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, oh, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of James Perloff. And James has been around for a long time, suddenly writing about what's going on in the world today. Back in 1988, somewhere in there, he wrote a book called The Shadows of Power, going into the spiritual forces. That was 25 years ago. The spiritual forces working behind the scenes, moving us towards world government, and that's really what it's all about. Well, we've got a lot of subversive organizations in America, the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, and a myriad of other organizations, but the two most influential ones are the two I just mentioned. But what people don't understand, and what the people who've been writing about the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and never want to bring up, really, the fact that these are energized by dark and sinister spiritual forces. You can trace the Council on Foreign Relations back to a group known as the Round Table. And the Round Table came out of the Association of Helpers. And the Association of Helpers came out of a secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891. But what people have missed is the fact that Cecil Rhodes was energized by evil. His professor at Oxford University, John Ruskin, certainly was a victim of these dark and sinister spiritual forces. And of course, certainly Cecil Rhodes and many of the original members of the secret society came out of Masonry, and certainly William Stead, very, very close to them, was deeply involved in the occult. And, of course, it then the foundation of this entire movement towards the one world government, the one world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity and creation of one world religion came out of these dark and sinister satanic forces. And one only has to go to trilateral.org, trilateral.org. You can look it up on the Internet, go to their website, look at their logo. It's a three sixes, bound together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Why do you think that they use that as a logo? Because they understand what this is about. Without further ado, James Perloff, thank you very much for being with us tonight, James.
And Dr. Stan, it's a pleasure to be back with you.
Now, basically, we're going to be talking about your latest book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. We've been going through various chapters, and it's got about 40 chapters in the book. So we'll have a lot of chance to talk to James Perloff, because I think he's one of the leading, certainly, researchers in what's going on today. Now, what are we going to be talking about tonight, James?
Tonight, what we plan to talk about is vaccines. Vaccines certainly are not the focus of my book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It's only one chapter of, actually we have about 30 chapters in appendices, but it's a big chapter. And I know you know all about vaccines, Dr. Stan. And of course, you are a medical professional as I am. You were a surgeon for many years. I'm correct in saying that, yes. And an orthopedic surgeon, and I'm also a registered nurse, as is your wife. And, of course, we're not, what we're saying tonight is not intended to be conveyed as personal medical advice to anyone out there, but we do want to alert people to some hidden dangers they may not know about. And I think I hear a little But you do,
Sonny, I think people have to understand that, I mean, vaccines have done amazing things, doing away with so smallpox, an amazing accomplishment. I mean, the polio vaccine, we receive almost no polio today. But what they never tell you is that in the original polio vaccine, they had about 40 viruses, monkey viruses, and one of them was SV40, and SV40 was a cancer virus that's killed millions of people, and it's in a permanently parcel of the makeup of human beings. Tens of millions of people carry this virus, or will until they die, right here in America.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and James certainly believes that the vaccination program, at least in part, is related to population control, and he gives a number of quotations from various people like Jacques Cousteau, who talks about the necessity of killing 350,000 people a day. Jacques Cousteau, you'll never hear this, but we actually have the UNESCO Courier. We offer it to anybody who wants to read where Jacques Cousteau said we have to eliminate 350,000 people per day. And he simply quotes Prince Philip. He quotes certainly Bertrand Russell. He quotes many of the leaders of certainly people like Zygmunt Brzezinski. And these people are deadly serious. They really want to kill off a large part of the people in the world. And the quotations that James has in his book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, incidentally, we carry the book because we think it's very important. But these are all accurate. There really are people out there who want to kill off a literally 90% of the population of the world. All you need to do is certainly go to my website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And go to the section on the Georgia Guidestones. You'll find, here it is, there's simply pictures of this edifice there in Elberton, Georgia, erected by a secret society, Everybody in Elberton knows about it, but of course you're never going to hear about this from locally in your local newspaper, because the last thing they want you to know, there really are secret societies. And of course, the Georgia Guidestones call for maintaining the population, maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. Well, since we have over 7 billion people, if you're going to maintain population at less than 500 million, why, of course, you're going to have to kill off well over 90% of the world's population. And these people are deadly serious, and certainly they use war, they use certainly all sorts of means of killing off people. And one of the things that they do is certainly is abortion, and that's certainly they're poisoning the food, and other things to cut down on fertility. And vaccines cut down on fertility, but vaccines also kill people. Now, certainly, they do a lot of good. Certainly, we've changed the whole complexion. We don't see measles the way we used to. But measles was not killing an awful lot of people. However, certainly, if you look at the cost-benefit ratio, certainly the use of vaccines, why, of course, all these vaccines are creating all sorts of immunological disorders, autoimmune diseases. They're decreasing fertility. They actually have a profound impact on cancer. They increase cancer. So many of the vaccines actually contain mercury. There's no safe dose of mercury. Oh, they call it thimerosal. In fact, we had a program today at the hospital I attended, and they were talking about the measles vaccine, and they talking about the flu vaccine. And of course, if people didn't want to take the flu vaccine with the thimerosal in it, why you give them another vaccine? How many people understand what the thimerosal is? How many people even question what's in the vaccine they're getting? Mercury is a deadly poison, so why are they putting in the vaccines? Because it's a deadly poison. Go right ahead, James.
Well, you mentioned mercury. Years ago, when I was working as a registered nurse one time, a thermometer broke, and you know we used to have those mercury thermometers. And I'll tell you that there was this big scare. Nobody wanted to clean up that mercury. The housekeeping staff didn't want to come near it. But you see, among people in a hospital, how terrified they were of mercury, and yet were injecting it into people. And that gives us a clue, and I think that my view of vaccines is even more pessimistic than your own, Dr. Stan. But let me just mention that I do believe that it is a hidden part of the population control agenda, and you mentioned that obviously abortion is part of that. We've lost tens of millions of people that way. We start at the top with
almost well over 2 billion people have been eliminated because through abortion, much of it financed by International Planned Parenthood, financed with our tax money. But go ahead.
And of course, you mentioned wars, which is another very obvious means of eliminating population. But let's talk about some of the things, some of the phenomena that have cropped up. People aren't going to just drop dead the moment they're injected from a vaccine, because if they did, then the cause and effect would be too obvious. Everyone would make the connection, and no one would let their children be vaccinated. Well, let's take some examples of things that have entered into the world as vaccines have been increased in their administrative quantity. How about autism? The medical world says, well, there's this mysterious childhood thing, and we don't know why it's increasing. Well, let me quote Dr. Bernard Rimland, PhD, founder of the Autism Society of America, said this, quote, I was the first to announce the autism epidemic in 1995, and I pointed out at that time that excessive vaccines were a plausible cause of the epidemic. An enormous amount of clinical laboratory research has been accumulated since that time, supporting my position. The evidence is now overwhelming, despite the misinformation from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the Institute of Medicine, unquote. This next quote is from Dr. David Ayoub, M.D., quote, "I am no longer trying to dig up evidence to prove vaccines cause autism. There's already abundant evidence. This debate is not scientific, but is political," unquote. The next one from Jacqueline McCandless, MD. These quotes are all in my book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. Quote, "As a clinician, my current belief, which guides my practice with these children, is that any children given the Hep B vaccination at birth and subsequent boosters along with DPT, the diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, has received unacceptable levels of neurotoxin. Any child with a genetic immune susceptibility that sets off a series of events that injures the brain-gut immune system. By the time they're ready to receive the MMR vaccination, the mumps, measles, rubella, their immune system is so impaired that these children, that the triple vaccine cannot be handled by the now dysfunctional immune system, and they begin their obvious descent into the autism spectrum disorder," unquote, Dr. McCandless. I'd like to give one more quote from Boyd Haley, PhD, chairman of the chemistry department at the University of Kentucky, quote, "I have encouraged parents of autistic children to get urinary porphyrin profiles to determine if their child shows signs of mercury toxicity. It's almost 100% of these children, at least those that have been reported to me, are moderate to extremely mercury toxic with regards to this clinical testing procedure. Now, just where would these children, less than seven, obtain enough mercury to inhibit their porphyrin pathways? So the Institute of Medicine suggests looking everywhere except the most logical place, the vaccines given to these children that contain the thimerosal," unquote, Dr. Haley. So that is just one disorder, Dr. Stan. Another one that I strongly believe and that others believe is the SIDS, the sudden infant death syndrome. Again, we're told there's just no reason for these children, these babies who suddenly die. Well, I'm going to read a quote, and you'll find this quote in my book from a mother, quote, "Our beautiful daughter was born February 14th and died April 17th. It was unusual that earlier on the day that she died, I'd taken her to the military base hospital for a checkup. The doctor told me she was perfect and then said she needed four shots. I replied four. She assured me that it was completely normal and it was better to give her all at such an early age because she wouldn't remember the shots. That evening, after feeding our daughter, we laid her down to sleep, checked on her 45 minutes later, and discovered her dead. I told the police, coroner, and investigators that I thought it was the shots because she was perfectly fine that day and before the shots. But finally, after 3 weeks, we got the answer from the autopsy. It was SIDS. To this day, I believe it was the shots, and no one can convince me otherwise," unquote. Now, that's anecdotal, but let me quote Dr. Thomas Levy, MD, quote, "Statistically speaking, the data regarding DPT vaccinated infants is absolutely frightening. The death rate is 8 times greater than normal within just 3 days of receiving a DPT shot. The dreaded sudden infant death syndrome clusters very strongly around the typical time frame of DPT shot administration. DPT vaccinations are usually given at 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months. SIDS mostly occurs during the same time frame, 85% from 1 to 6 months, with the largest incidence occurring at 2 and 4 months in a bimodal fashion. This means the SIDS cases actually clustered directly after the injections," unquote, Dr. Thomas Levy. And Dr. Stan?
Yes, go ahead.
You had mentioned autoimmune, and this is one of the things we're dealing with, is the tremendous incidence of autoimmune disease phenomena. I'm going to quote.
Well, let me just, our listeners out there, basically, we have an immune system, and it works normally, but because when you use vaccines, you bypass the regular immune system, and you try to stimulate the immune system artificially, and as a result, while you disrupt the normal immune system, and people begin to develop autoimmunity, they become immune to all sorts of things they would never be immune to otherwise, and they get diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and a myriad certainly of autoimmune diseases that can affect every one of the organs in their body. And we've seen an explosion of this since we began using large numbers of vaccines. Totally disabled people, sometimes it kills them. Many of them simply live a life certainly of chronic disease, autoimmune disease. Go ahead, James.
Yes, and I don't want to just bore people with quotes and statistics. Let me mention a few cases I've encountered Dr. Stan. In the hospital, I encountered a patient. He was paralyzed, completely paralyzed from the day he received a flu shot. Doctors did MRIs and CAT scans, and everything was negative. He said to me, it had to be the flu shot. And I certainly couldn't disagree with him. I have a friend whose daughter has been a vegetative state since she received a vaccine at age 7. I have a friend recently who had a healthy 20-year-old son, an athlete, and suddenly he came down with ulcerative colitis. This guy was totally normal until then. And I asked, I said, did anything happen different before this ulcerative colitis set in? I hear the music coming on.
Go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, she said, yes, he got the chickenpox vaccine. She said she didn't want him to get it. He didn't want to get it. The doctor just came and gave it to him. And within a month, he had ulcerative colitis. He said, since then, he had a colostomy. He was out of work for a year. His mother was out of work.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is James Perloff. We're talking about his book, Suddenly Truth is a Lonely Warrior. We do carry the book. We think it's important. And there's over 30 chapters in it. And we're talking about his chapter on vaccines. And Sidney Ted is bringing out, James is bringing out a very important statistics. A study shows that if you have taken a series of at least five flu shots over a 10-year period? James, what's the statistics on that? How many flu shots do you have to take? If you take
five consecutive, between 1970 and 1980, the years they did the study, the chances of getting Alzheimer's was 10 times greater.
Okay, now, so if you take on a regular basis five consecutive flu shots, why your chances of getting Alzheimer's disease goes up 1,000%, 10 times increase in this, and it's related, of course, to the mercury and the aluminum in the question for our guest.
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. So good to talk to you again. My listeners really enjoyed you, by the way, last Friday, a week ago in the Seattle area. Really, great show. Thank you so much for coming on. Really, we really enjoyed you. Just a quick question to your doctor friend. Is he there?
Yes, he is. He's a nurse. He's a registered nurse, not a doctor. Oh. But that's all right. He's very knowledgeable.
Well, thank you so much for both of you coming on, bringing this issue. There's an interesting twist to this autism epidemic here in the United States. It was a book that reasons why it has been skyrocketing and it's a missing link. The vaccinations, of course, are a problem, but according to this one lady, the combination of both is what causes the autism. And
she is certainly into the occult. She's getting these messages from these entities, isn't she?
I think so.
I would stick with the science. We try to stick with the science, not getting these supernatural messages. But anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, as always, a wonderful program, and I thank you so much for all your good work, Dr. Stan, and your friend there.
Thank you very much. And go right ahead, James.
Thank you. Whereas my mother had a completely disabling Alzheimer's prior to death. My father, who passed away at 99, had a sharp memory just last year, talking to him about his remembering Charles Lindbergh flying overhead in Georgia in 1927. Never got a flu shot, always destructive doctors. Now, again, that's anecdotal. But speaking of the effectiveness of flu shots, let me just quote Dr. J. Anthony Morris, former chief vaccine control officer at the FDA. Quote, "There is no evidence that any influenza vaccine thus far developed is effective in preventing or mitigating any attack of influenza. The producers of these vaccines know that they are worthless, but they go on selling them anyway," unquote. So we have a host of illnesses that seem to be vaccine related. I think we should mention AIDS.
All right, fine. What about AIDS?
A quote from Dr. Donald Scott, quote, "In laboratories throughout the United States and a certain number in Canada, including the University of Alberta, the U.S. government provided the leadership for the development of AIDS for the purpose of population control."
And I think that's such an important point. It's very difficult for people to believe that they would have created this virus. But why do you think it's so much more deadly for blacks? Do you realize that in America today, almost half of all the people with AIDS are black? Not quite, but almost half of them. Why is that? Why is it a designed disease, ladies and gentlemen? It's a designed disease. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. And most of you now know why so many people believe that miracles itself really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today.
After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
That thought? Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly James has been talking about the relationship between Alzheimer's disease and the flu and shots, and you have a flu shot successively 5 years, so that you're over 70 years of age. Now, why, of course, your chance of getting Alzheimer's disease is going to go up tenfold. These are scientific studies, and basically, of course, the effort to do away with the childhood diseases has not, there's no evidence that this is really done away with most of the diseases. Now, certainly we don't see the measles, we don't see the chicken pox, we don't see these other diseases, but what about certainly the other diseases that are created as a result of that? And what about the increased autoimmune disease? What about the increased cancer? What about the increased infertility? These are things that nobody talks about. Now, some of the statements that are made are really made intentionally to discredit this whole idea. In other words, those of us who oppose vaccines, the way they attribute to us this idea that measles has not changed. Measles has changed, but certainly as far as the death rate is concerned, while we still see young people dying from the vaccines rather than from measles. We used to have a few children dying of measles, not that many, but we did have some children dying of measles. Now, of course, they die from the vaccines, and a lot more die from the vaccines than ever died from measles or from these other childhood diseases. Well, before we go on, let's go ahead, take one more caller, and then, of course, if you'll hold your calls for the time because I want James to get his material out, and I want you to know how to get in touch with him. But right now, first of all, let's go to James, who's calling from Utah. Hi, James. How are we doing?
This is Tom in Utah.
Oh, Tom. Okay. Tom, go right ahead.
Remember, I was your guest last night.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
I started out in pathology, worked both in veterinary and human. You know, I was involved with the development of the Jarvik heart experience. But seriously, most people believe, you know, that the polio problems were taken care of by the Salk and Sabin vaccines. But in fact, Dwight David Eisenhower how to say, nominated Ezra Taft Benson as the Secretary of Agriculture. Ezra Taft Benson initiated the most severe culling project among the cattle and the dairy industry and removed the bovine polio problem that existed in the cattle. So when people want to put credit to the vaccines, they've never been told that the real problem with polio was that the cattle were infected, and they're the primary carriers of the host. So in order to reduce the polio problem in the United States, Ezra Taft Benson initiated the most vigorous culling project ever experienced in the Department of Agriculture. There are a lot of very unhappy dairymen ranchers when the veterinary doctors came in and identified the high titer of bovine polio in the bloodstreams and in the products of these animals. And that's what caused polio to disappear. In fact, we cleaned up the livestock.
Okay, fine. So I appreciate your calling, Tom. Thank you.
By the way, one other virus, bovine leukemia. Oh. So when you took out the infected animals, both with polio and with leukemia, you know, then that reduced that problem. But when you're building the vaccines, you use the blood and the tissues of the cattle, so now we reintroduce leukemia directly into the bloodstream. That's what's happening now, you know, with the vaccine for polio. We have to use livestock tissue to create the polio vaccine, so now
most of the polio vaccines made with monkeys at the present time, Tom. But thank you very much for calling. And James, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and how they can get in touch with you if they would like to.
First of all, I'd just like to thank the caller. I didn't know that about the polio in the cows, and I'm gathered that he's saying that it was children drinking milk from these cows was contributing to the polio. And I'll have a comment about that in just a moment. For myself, again, I want to emphasize that we're not handing out personal medical advice here. We're just trying to make people aware of alternative views. And this is just one chapter of my book, which gives a broad view of what's happening in our culture. It's called Truth is a Lonely Warrior. My website is jamesperloff.com. It's P-E-R-L-O-F-F, my last name. A lot of you listeners know my old book, The Shadows of Power, or some of my books on creation versus evolution, such as Tornado in a Junkyard. You have a new website, just went live a couple of weeks ago. Again, it's jamesperloff.com on my new book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. You can get it right through Dr. Stan's ministry, Radio Liberty.
And we carry both The Shadows of Power and Truth is a Lonely Warrior. We carry them because we think they're very, very important books. And once again, your website, do you have a website, James?
Yes, that was mentioned. It's jamesperloff.com.
Jamesperloff.com. Okay, fine. You go right ahead.
All right. Picking up on what our caller was saying, this is from William Douglas, M.D. Quote, what the vaccinators don't tell you is the communicable diseases had been declining at a steady rate for 150 years. And there was no relationship between the various diseases and the onset of immunization. That exception, the vaccine program for each of the childhood diseases was inaugurated after that particular disease had begun to disappear, contrary to what you've been told. This includes polio, unquote. This next quote is from German Dr. Gerhard Buchwald, MD. Quote, the victory over epidemics was not won by medical science or by doctors, and certainly not by vaccines. The decline has been the result of technical, social, and hygienic improvements, especially of improved nutrition. Consider carefully whether or not you want to let yourself or your children undergo the dangerous, controversial, ineffective, and no longer necessary procedure called vaccination, because the claim that vaccinations are the cause of the decline of infectious diseases is utter nonsense, unquote, Dr. Buchwald. And Dr. Stan, I'd just like to get back to what you were talking about. Let's talk a little about the mechanics of vaccinations. When you introduce a triple vaccine like DPT or MMR, normally if a child does encounter a virus, his body has natural immune defenses. They're in his gut and in his throat. But when you inject a child with vaccines, you introduce a very unnatural phenomenon. You're giving them three viruses at once, which you normally would not encounter in nature. You're bypassing the body's normal defenses and going straight to the bloodstream or deep into the tissues with them, which would not ordinarily occur in nature. And you're doing this to an infant who's very tender and whose immune system is not fully developed. And naturally, you're going to get problems. But you've got 30-plus mandatory vaccines for children going to school now. Parents are not being given a choice unless they really push the issue and press religious issues and things like that.
Oh, you're certainly absolutely right. In fact, they give newborn children a hepatitis B vaccine. One, because the immune system is not in a position to handle it or to be mobilized ordinarily. And so what you do is as soon as that child is born, while you insult the immune system, they have to be at least 6 years to 6 months to a year of age before the immune system begins to function. So why do they give it at birth? Well, it's a very profitable thing to do, and it does certainly irreversibly changes the structure of the immune system. What goes on today is totally illogical, but if a doctor speaks out against vaccines, he will be targeted. Believe me, he will be targeted. Go right ahead.
We were mentioning Hep B and illogical. I want to put that together, and let's go back to a personal anecdote from me as a registered nurse. Back in the early 1990s, I was working at a major Boston-area hospital, and we received a message that there was a mandatory meeting, all hands on deck in the auditorium, and they would go there in staggered shifts. And I thought, is this a national emergency? What's going on? We went down there. And the big news was, they said that the CDC had determined that hepatitis B was very dangerous for medical professionals. They wanted us all to get three injections. Well, Dr. Stan, I immediately questioned this because the only way we could get this as medical professionals was if we got accidentally stuck ourselves with a dirty needle. But we had stopped using needles by and large. We weren't recapping needles anymore. We had a drop box for if we did use a syringe in every room, and we're no longer piggybacking antibiotics onto IVs using needles. We had an adapter system. So we're really not using needles much, and there was almost no chance we'd get stuck. But they were saying even the housekeepers had to get these three injections for Hep B. And I said, well, why do housekeepers need it? And they said, well, you know, a nurse might leave a dirty needle on the bed, and the housekeeper's making the bed. She might stick herself. And I was thinking, you know what? This doesn't make any sense. Now, at that time, I had no ideas about vaccines at all. It never occurred to me that they were dangerous. But I declined the three shots because I said, you know what? The chances are a billion to one that this is going to happen, and this doesn't make sense. And I made a note to myself at that time. We're talking 20 years ago. I said, I need to look into this because, you know, Dr. Stan, when you're in the field of medicine, and I'm only a registered nurse, so I don't want to exaggerate my position, but in medicine, we work on a logical basis. We do things that make sense to help people. But now I was being told something that made no sense whatsoever, and it was very troubling. And now it does make sense to me because as I've studied population control and started to study alternative views and listen to doctors who stepped outside the box on vaccines, I've started to realize just how damaging these things really are.
Well, James, I actually took these shots at the time, and I remember that very well, and I ended up with a peripheral neuritis. And But we went all over to find out the cause of it. They said it was idiopathic. That means we have no idea why you got idiopathic peripheral neuritis. But one of the complications of vaccination is idiopathic peripheral neuritis. Go right ahead.
You hear that term all the time, don't you? Idiopathic meaning we don't know what caused it. Isn't it interesting? You have so many foundations for these autoimmune diseases that have never found a cure. They come up with palliative, hopeful things, but never a cure or the cause. I'd like to talk a little bit about the lack of safety studies on vaccines. You'd think that something that's important would have big safety studies. Let me quote Dr. Harold Buckram, MD, quote, safety studies on vaccinations are limited to short time periods only, several days to several weeks. There are no long-term months or years safety studies on any vaccination or immunization. For this reason, there are valid grounds for suspecting that many delayed type vaccine reactions may be taking place unrecognized as to their true nature, unquote. We quote Dr. Tim O'Shea, quote, the only safety testing done on the pertussis vaccine in the past 50 years is an unproven method called the mouse weight gain test. The quote-unquote scientists inject the vaccine to be tested in the stomachs of baby mice. If the mice continue to gain weight and don't die right away, It is assumed the vaccine is safe and effective for humans. That's it. I'm not making this up. Unquote. Quoting Dr. Hugh Freudenberg, MD, now, quote, longest safety trial on the triple vaccine MMR, all live attenuated viruses, was 3 weeks, unquote. Next, quoting Dr. Bert Klassen, MD, quote, the anthrax vaccine was approved without ever doing a controlled clinical study. There is no long-term safety data on the anthrax vaccine. The government admitted this in congressional hearings. It is a distortion of truth to say there is substantial safety data, unquote. I'm going to quote one more. This is an important quote from Philip Enkau, an MD. Quote, the best way to determine the risk-benefit profile for any vaccine is well known. Take a group of vaccinated children and compare them with a matched group of unvaccinated children. If the groups are well matched and the length of time observed following vaccination long enough, then this is the gold standard of vaccine research. Incredible as it sounds, such a common sense controlled study comparing vaccinated to unvaccinated children has never been done in America for any vaccination. This means that mass vaccination is essentially a large scale experiment on our nation's children, unquote. Now, Dr. Stan, I have to say, if I was a developer of vaccine, I was sincere, I'd certainly want to compare unvaccinated children over a long period of time to vaccinated children on my vaccine to see if it was causing problems or not, but that's not been done. And I think there's very valid reasons for having grave doubts about vaccination.
Oh, somebody had called and asked about tuberculosis vaccine. Do you know anything at all about TB vaccine? I certainly don't.
Not specifically, no, but I think that from the more I read about these things, the more I group them on as being negative.
Okay, fine. Well, I share your concern. Basically, I do know that there have been some studies done on specific vaccines. And certainly, as you point out, why, Sydney, we're told every senior citizen or every citizen really should get the flu vaccine, unless perhaps a woman is pregnant. And yet there are no studies that really show that it cuts down. In fact, I talked to a woman today in the local hospital who works there. She's a senior physician. She will not take vaccines. And so she's required to wear a mask. And as she was commenting, she's perfectly healthy. And the other people who refuse to take the vaccines are healthy. And the people who've taken the vaccines, so many of them have come down ill, had to take off because they've contracted the flu bug. But nobody ever seems to put two and two together. And if they do, they come up with 16 rather than four.
And that's why I quoted that chief vaccine control officer former from the FDA and the fact that the flu vaccines do not work. I want to just mention again that all the quotes I've given tonight can be found in my book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, which you can get in Kindle and paper-bound editions, and Dr. Stan Monty's ministry. Radio Liberty does sell the paper-bound edition. And I'll mention a couple of websites, too. One is vaccinetruth.org. And there's another with quite a bit of research data on it and quite a few quotations from MDs that have, again, stepped outside the box on the subject of vaccination. It's called whale.to. It's a little unusual name for a website, but it's whale, the word whale, .to. And from those sites, you can get additional links to other websites dealing with vaccines. And again, we're not saying let us make a health decision for you, but we are suggesting that people look at alternative views on this rather very significant issue. And, you know, Dr. Stan, I'm convinced that if we see more and more kids who are autistic and more kids with ADHD and out of control, I think we're seeing a lot of parents getting blamed for being bad parents when, in fact, the problem began with an injection that that had severe negative repercussions for the child's nervous system.
And I share your concern, and I think parents really need to look into this very, very seriously before they agree to allow their children to have the vaccines, because there are no large, long-scale studies to show that this is beneficial. And I will tell you, we have a number of talks by very competent physicians, both Dr. Russell Blaylock and Dr. David Ayoub. Certainly Dr. Blaylock's talk on vaccines and autism, and certainly Dr. A, The talk on mercury vaccines and this global program, the global problem, they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have support tape sets on this. We have books on this subject. Certainly Dr. Blaylock's wonderful book, Study Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, has an excellent section on vaccines. But of course, Dr. Perloff's books, James Perloff's books, Study Truth is a Lonely Warrior, we recommend it strongly. You need to have this information. I will be back in just a moment here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, that you enjoyed the conversation with James Perloff. And what do we recommend his book very strongly? It's an important book. We can't carry a lot of books. We wish we could, but we think this one's important, and so we carry it. Truth is a Lonely Warrior by James Perloff, and you want to get it, you want to read it, you want to go through it a number of times, and James has done a wonderful job. Now, first of all, we have changed the face of measles. Or suddenly we do not see the measles epidemic as we used to, but we see people dying of the diseases that are brought about by the vaccines. And so the same thing is true. Now, there is a place, certainly, a very contaminated wound for a tetanus vaccine, but certainly not giving everybody who has a cut or a scratch or a small wound a vaccination, tetanus vaccination. And because the vaccines have all sorts of complications, which we never talk about. We have a four-tape set on, or four-section there, where we go into the whole background, certainly of all the things that they're doing medically to destroy our health, including vaccination. We certainly recommend Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets Can Save Your Life. You need to get the book. You need to read the book, but there's an excellent section there on vaccines, and certainly there's so many complications. You have to figure the risk-benefit ratio. And in most instances, why the risk outlies certainly far exceeds the benefit. And so basically, before you take a vaccine, why think about this and the statistic? As far as the primarily listeners supported, I do not take a salary, nor does my wife take a salary for what we do. We want to try to reach as many people as we can, but it's an expensive proposition. Well over $500,000 a year to maintain our ministry, and so need to have our stations all across America, and this program is heard on certainly probably close to a dozen stations. And so if you're in a position to help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And if you go there, you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. You can read our newsletters. Or you can certainly, we have a section there on other items about the web. We try to put something up there every day or so that we think is of interest, so it keeps you abreast of what's really going on in the world today. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, for our leaders, for our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and we'll be back here in just a moment for the next hour with William Griggs, certainly one of our favorite guests. We'll be back in just a moment.
Let us all be grateful.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, ordinarily at this time every week, Friday evening, is William Grigg. And William certainly was the senior editor for the New American Magazine for many years. He's been with the Republican Magazine, a Republic Magazine. Certainly he is a prolific writer. He's written a number of books. You can read his articles regularly on Lou Rockwell's website. You can read his articles once a month because he writes the Radio Liberty monthly newsletter. And I will tell you the latest newsletter is excellent. It's going out to those who do subscribe to our newsletter. And we do hope if you don't subscribe to it or are not a member of the Radio Liberty family of supporters that you will join us in this epic struggle to educate the American people about what is really going on in the world today. But William Griggs certainly ordinarily will give us his view on some specific subjects, and so we're looking forward to talking to William this evening to find out what the issues are. But until he gets here, I would simply point out that what you're seeing over in the Ukraine is all staged. How do we know it states? Well, very simply, because suddenly last Friday, about a week ago, why, of course, there were armed groups, very poorly armed groups, that were suddenly armed with rocks. A few of the people had rifles, but most of the people did not have weapons. And they were demonstrating against the well-organized police. About 100 people were killed. And then somebody put in a telephone call and told the police to return to their barracks and not to fight, not to oppose what was going on. And supposedly the revolutionaries, poorly armed, poorly organized, suddenly had won this battle. And it's all staged, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, the people who are coming into positions of power, many of them are simply part of this whole globalist agenda. And once again, now we'll have this conflict between so-called the West and the East, between the right and the left there. And we're being told that the people who won are neo-Nazis. They're not, ladies and gentlemen, they're socialists, just exactly as the people that they're replacing. This is a communist country. The people there want to be free, but you can't be free when you have socialism. You can only be free when you limit the power of government, and the people there have never lived under freedom. And of course, the tragedy is we're losing our freedom in America today. Because, of course, we have more socialism in America than, of course, they ever had in Russia or in China today. We have a government that provides for the people from the cradle to the grave. Do you realize, of course, they provide food stamps and they have housing allowances. They'll even give you a free cell phone here. And there's all sorts of medical benefits. If you don't work at all, you're on unemployment benefits. You can make $45,000, $50,000 a year if you're a family of four. Why bother to work? But unfortunately, how do they pay for it? They're doing it with borrowed money. And the whole thing is coming down here in America, just as the whole situation in over there and Ukraine is going to collapse. It's not a matter of if, but when. But right now, it's going to be utilized to keep our attention focused there. So the American people will not understand what is going on here at home as we move progressively away from freedom towards a government that controls every aspect of our society. But we're on the road to financial ruin because, of course, all this, we're borrowing almost $1 trillion a year today. We're borrowing $1 trillion a year. Oh, they tell us, well, listen, we're only going to go behind about $500 billion this year. Ladies and gentlemen, the last 5 years, we've gone behind from $10.7 trillion to $17.5 trillion, almost $7 trillion increase in debt in 5 years. And if you think that we're going to get by with simply $500 billion deficit this year, you don't understand what really goes on behind the scenes or all the off-budget items.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity. and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is making some excellent points, talking about what's going on over in the Ukraine. And basically, of course, we've seen the overthrow of the corrupt government there by suddenly another corrupt government, and suddenly is not really changing anything at all. Suddenly, the people who've overthrown the existing government want the power themselves. But unfortunately, we have some sort of a treaty with the Ukraine that if the Russians come in or want to come in and reassert themselves in that area, why, of course, we could potentially be drawn into a war with Russia. Why in the world are we worried about what's going on in the Ukraine? I mean, basically, that is the Russian sphere of influence. Why are we first of all, the overthrow of the government, the legitimately democratically elected government there, the Ukraine, it was democratically elected. Whether we like it or not, it was democratically elected. The eastern part of the country is Russian. The western part certainly was more identified with Europe. And I'm sure many of the people there would like to become part of the European Union. Why don't we just split the country into two pieces? Because we don't want a peaceful solution. We want conflict in that area so we can justify as in the continuing to play one group against the other, and that's what we're going to do. The people in the eastern part of the Ukraine want to be affiliated with Russia. They're primarily Russians. Certainly, Russia has a large, certainly, naval base there at Sevastopol. And basically, we should not be involved in that area at all. And yet, we've been spending CIA money, black money, budget money, of financing the revolution that's taken place over there. And we've actually laid out a situation where I hope and pray it doesn't happen, but at least the potential for a conflict there. Remember, our leaders want a third world war. If you go back to this story of the Second World War, why, of course, American corporations, American banks financed the Nazis before World War II. They financed the Nazis during World War II. We helped the Nazi war criminals and murderers escape to South America along with Adolf Hitler following World War II, certainly during Vietnam. We financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, and we kept that senseless war in Vietnam going for 10 long years. And it looks like we're going to be having another war with Russia, probably not right away, but it's going to be coming down the line. Are we doing everything we can to prepare for it? What's this really all about? Well, some people say it's all about profit. It's not. It's about bringing about a world government. And out of the chaos and certainly the mass slaughter that's going to come with this next war, why are going to be terrible, terrible things are going to happen. And it's going to affect the lives of everybody listening to this program, unless you understand that it's all staged. William, you pick up the story.
I do think that we're looking at the prospect of a multi-front conflict because the pieces have been moved in position here where without any legitimate necessity regarding our own defense, the defense of our legitimate interest here in the country, the United States government has manipulated affairs to where we could find ourselves in a conflict with the only power on the earth that has the capacity to hurt us right now, the Russian Federation. Russia, historically, as Soviet Russia, has been a third world country with a fourth world economy, with something very close to a first world nuclear arsenal. They were always overblown as a threat, but they do have strategic throw weight that they can employ if their interests are really threatened. And in the near abroad, which is historically that domain in which Russia has been a preponderant power, they do have prohibitive advantages, if for no other reason, because the supply chain is so short. We came very close in 1999 to having an actual hostile exchange between U.S. and Russian troops at the airport in Pristina in Kosovo, following the bombing of Serbia for 78 days. That was a completely contrived affair, and in that conflict, the United States allied itself with a group called the so-called Kosovo Liberation Army, which had a very interesting pedigree. It was descended, on the one hand, from Enver Hoxha's Stalinist regime in Albania, on the other hand, from the Skanderbeg militias that were organized by the SS during World War II. So they were part Nazi and part Soviet, if you will, and they were allied with Osama bin Laden, probably the worst group of people in the world at the time. That was the ally, the United States, during the bombing of Yugoslavia. And there was an effort by the United States to establish a staging base at the airport there in Kosovo. And there was a group of Russian paratroopers who were trying to take control of the airport. They have historic and cultural affinities, ties with Serbs. They were understandably resentful over the way that the United States had bombed that country without any justification. That was back in 1999. Wesley Clark almost led the United States to a war with Russia. It just seems as if they're perversely determined to create some kind of pretext for open hostilities between the United States and Russia. And Russia, of course, is governed by a perfectly horrible regime. Putin is an execrable excuse for a human being, a veteran of the KGB, a mass murderer, a crook. The thing is, he's your standard issue hyper-nationalistic Russian politician.
He's also former head of the KGB. Nobody yeah. wants to talk about that.
Yeah.
Basically because they simply changed the name. There's basically almost all the billionaires over there in this so-called capitalist society. They're all former KGB agents.
Yeah.
They basically simply changed their name. It's all a fraud. And the American people honestly believe that communism was defeated. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we started financing communism in 1917. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to read it. You need to get Dr. Tony Sutton's books on Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution and understand how we created communism and Nazism. And now we have Putin over there. And, of course, why is Putin is he able to run a country? Why? Because, of course, they have a tremendous income from oil and natural gas. Why do they have an income from oil and natural gas? Because American corporations funded by American banks went over in 1990 and 1991 and put in the oil wells and the natural gas wells, and nobody tells the American people. Go right ahead.
Well, what happened, as we pointed out before in this show, and this is something you've written about, Dr. Stant, is that before the Communist Party, the Soviet Union, destroyed its own political monopoly back in 1990, they deeded to themselves everything of value in the former Soviet Union. That created an instant class of pseudo-capitalist oligarchs. As you point out, these people are all part of the nomenclature. They come out of the privileged class under the Soviet Union. A lot of them are what is called siloviki, that the Russian expression means men of strength. They're people with the military and the security establishment, of whom Vladimir Putin, of course, is completely representative. And the red manager class, the people who've been in charge of the state-run industries, particularly the energy sector, but things like Gazprom, which is, I believe, the world's largest natural gas interest. That was Viktor Chernomyrdin's, if I remember correctly, Viktor Chernomyrdin was the head of that. He has, I don't know if he's still around, actually, but during the Clinton administration, he and Al Gore actually set up a big enterprise that was used to funnel U.S. taxpayer subsidies into the development of the oil and gas fields in the former Soviet Union, to mention Dr. Stan. And so these people are all part of that elite. They're people who've not profited because of their industry or their insights or their thrift or their diligence, their entrepreneurial instincts. These are people that profited because they were part of the ruling elite of the Soviet Union. And now you have the same people running the Russian Federation, albeit, I think, without the ideological rationale or ambitions that they had under the Soviet Union. What has happened since, actually, is that the United States has become the crusading socialist power. And in terms of our domestic affairs and our foreign policy, really, if you take a look at, there's been a bit of a role reversal. pine and fig tree and enriching itself at the expense of everybody living within its ambit. And the United States is in the business of fomenting wars, revolutions, and coups and insurgencies and expanding its empire through military occupation and through outright subversion. And so you have your choice here between two equally detestable versions of the same set of priorities here in terms of consolidating power at home and projecting power abroad. The difference is the United States is now the insurgent party here. And this agreement from 1994, which is being described in a piece that just barely came out within the last hour or so in the Daily Mail of London, is one of these tripwires that have been laid over the last several decades that can be sprung at any time and result in catastrophic wars. We've got tripwires, of course, on the Korean Peninsula. We've got one we got multiple tripwires in the Middle East, Syria being, of course, the most obvious right now, Iran being another. And now we've got one right there, literally in the heart of Europe and the near abroad of Russia. And the specific agreement is called the Budapest Referendum. It was signed on February 5th, almost exactly 20 years ago, 1994, obviously in Budapest, the capital of Hungary, which is one of the countries that just left the Warsaw Pact. As summarized here by the Daily Mail, the Budapest Memorandum contains the following. The diplomatic documents saw signatories make promises to each other as part of the denuclearization of former Soviet republics after the dissolution of the Soviet Union. It was signed by Bill Clinton, John Major, Boris Yeltsin, and Leonid Kuchma, the then rulers of the USA, UK, Russia, and Ukraine. The agreement promises to protect, that's a typo, Ukraine's borders in return for Ukraine giving up its nuclear weapons. It is not a formal treaty, but rather a diplomatic document. It was an unprecedented case in contemporary international life and international law. Whether it is legally binding is complex. There's another typo in that sentence, by the way. It is binding in international law, but that doesn't mean it has any means of enforcement, says Barry Kelman, a professor of law and director of the International Weapons Control Center at Paul University's College of Law. So you've got here at least some colorable claim to an alliance between the United States, Great Britain, and Ukraine against Russia. And that's the kind of nonsense that led to the multifarious tragedies of August 1914 that precipitated the First World War. And so I see a sort of tropism in the same direction right now that should terrify all of us.
Now, who are the signatories again to that agreement?
Bill Clinton, John Major, Boris Yeltsin, and Leonid Kuchma.
Okay. All right, Sidney Wellenkos, our guest is Sidney William Grieg. And we're talking, Sidney, about the fact that what we have is a tripwire right there, Sidney, in the Ukraine that could lead to an expansion of the conflict and draw us in deeper, and it's just not a matter of if, but when.
While the storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
8927. Well, that we'll be right back here. But our guest is William Grigg, just talking about the background of these agreements that we have, certainly with the Ukraine. Now, basically, of course, this was where the Crimean War, you remember back in the 1850s, Florence Nightingale and all sorts of things. And basically, what was England doing over there? Well, England wanted to dominate the world. And now America is picking up that mantle. We want to dominate the world. Why in heaven's name do we have any agreements over there with certainly the people in the Ukraine? So we would actually intervene, treaties written 20 years ago, suddenly more or less obligating us to become involved over there. Go ahead, pick up the story, William.
Yeah, it really beggars the imagination that the United States government would be making this a matter of national interest at a time when, as you point out, we're drowning in debt. We have an economy that's completely falling apart. We're badly overextended. If you want to look at this simply from the perspective of somebody who plays Risk or Stratego, we're badly overextended. We're completely vulnerable, and we're living here at the top of a collapsing bubble of influence. Granted, the United States, the United States itself, the government that presumes to rule over us, has managed to create a colossus in terms of the amount of money being spent and the assets that can be put afield, both in terms of technological superiority and in terms of raw numbers and aggregate material advantage. The United States is, on paper at least, a prohibitively stronger opponent than any government or any coalition of governments that could be raised to deal with it. The problem is you've got hemorrhaging conflicts overseas. You've got a badly enervated military here because of the op tempo that has been relentless since the end of the Cold War. The end of the Cold War actually accelerated the op tempo of military deployments overseas. We were overextended on September 11, 2001, just in terms of the teeth-to-tail provision of our expeditionary force in the Balkans. We still have a residual expeditionary force in the Balkans. The last time we almost went to war with the Russians over Serbia. So it's lunacy here. If you assume that the people in Washington are actually looking out for our interests, they are manifestly not doing so. They're doing everything they possibly can, in my opinion, to bring about a utterly cataclysmic, catastrophic military conflict somewhere in the world, because I believe the calculation has been made that the only means of stimulus still at the disposal, the only means of priming the pump is bloodshed. Eventually, when everything else fails, when you're no longer able through these dark arts of conjuration that governments employ to try to breathe life into a morbid economy, eventually what they do is they arrange a war somewhere. Now, Lenin, in his analysis based on Marx's completely ludicrous reading of economics, in his analysis, the final stage of capitalism is imperialism, where you have these paroxysms of military violence and effort to conquer new markets, because being a totalitarian, Lenin believed the only way you could actually acquire a market is through force. And there are many imperialist powers, of course, that vindicated that analysis because they believe the same thing. The way that you win a market is by providing goods or services at competitive prices that people want to purchase. That's how you win a market. It's through voluntary commerce, not by deploying military forces in order to conquer territories and turn them into commercial colonies of an imperial power. But we're at a point now where we're seeing with the United States, as was the case with the Soviet Union a matter of decades ago, at a time when their economy was clearly unsustainable. I mean, wise, perspicuous observers way back in the 1950s said that the Soviet Union was not a plausible threat because they were economically crippled and unsustainable. It wasn't until the 1970s, however, that they got involved in the business of imperial overreach, and that, by one way of looking at it, played a significant role in the need to collapse the facade of Soviet power and then just leave the nomenclature shorn of any ideological pretension. Of course, we're heading that direction right now. And Dr. Stan, one of the things that I find really amazing here, given the utterly repellent nature of Putin, is that the regime over which he presides is not as expensive, not as invasive, not as authoritarian as the one in Washington, D.C. We have the buffer of this illusion of prosperity here to shield us from the genuinely awful nature of the government ruling us. That's not necessarily the case in Russia. It just amazes me that somehow the government of Washington has managed to leapfrog over government of the former Soviet Union here in so many respects. And it really augurs nothing but awfulness for the world that we might end up in an actual shooting conflict with the former Soviet Union.
And the thing that basically, what people don't understand, ladies and gentlemen, the only reason we're able to maintain what we have today, it's all done on borrowed money. We're having to borrow money so we can provide for people from the cradle to the grave. While the storm
clouds. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is simply pointing out that certainly you have two different philosophies, two ethnic backgrounds. Certainly the eastern part of the Ukraine, which of course is very Russophilic, and the western part, which want to identify with Europe. And the best solution to this would simply be allow it to divide, and let the eastern part be identified with Russia, let the western part be identified with Europe, and do away with the conflict. And that's certainly, William points out, this is what happened to Czechoslovakia, where of course you had this, you have the Czechoslovakia, the Slovak nation, the Czech nation. You have two separate nations. They divided it. They work together. They trade together. But of course, basically, they're separate nations. They did not have to have violence to accomplish that. And that would be the best sort of thing that could happen as far as in the Ukraine. This is what they ought to do with Iraq. If they really wanted to solve the problem in Iraq, why? Because they'd have part of this for the Sunni Muslims, part for the Shia Muslims, and part for the Kurds. But you see, they don't want a peaceful solution. In Iraq, they want conflict. They do not want a peaceful solution in Ukraine. They want conflict. And when you understand that all of these things are totally contrived, they're not going to do what Czechoslovakia did and split up into two separate nations that can work with one another without violence. What they want is total conflict. And as long as there's conflict there, why, the people won't be able to see what's really happening, how they're all being manipulated. And that is true throughout so much of the Middle East today. Go right ahead.
One of the things that strikes me about the persistent trends in U.S. diplomacy is an inversion of the classic understanding of what diplomacy is meant to accomplish. It used to be understood that the purpose of diplomacy was to try to defend the interests of the government that had commissioned the diplomat in ways that are most likely to avoid conflict and bloodshed. That is to say, you're trying to maximize your advantage while minimizing the potential for conflict on the understanding that the conflict is to the benefit of nobody, ultimately. That's how diplomacy traditionally is supposed to function. It seems that U.S. diplomacy is based on the idea that the purpose of diplomacy is to minimize our advantage while maximizing the likelihood of conflict. So you get the worst of all possible worlds. This is a really good example of this. We really don't have, as a country, as our interests are rationally defined. We're speaking about the country now, not about the entrenched elite that is using our country in order to accommodate its own interests. That the best interests of the United States would dictate that we stay far afield of what's going on in Ukraine. There's simply no reason at all why Americans should be mulcted by the government, or those who have enlisted in the military should be deployed to kill and die on behalf of anything going on in Ukraine, particularly on behalf of this perfectly scabrous government that is being installed with U.S. help there in Kiev. There's a tremendously revealing piece on the Daily Caller, which is something of a neocon publication, talking about something that many of us have been talking about for many weeks, which is the quasi-Nazi nature of this so-called Svoboda Party. They don't get to use that word, by the way. As I understand it, Svoboda means truth, or it means freedom, rather. And they really have nothing to do with freedom. They're a classic quasi-fascist party in the Central European mold. This is how Daily Caller describes it. As the fires die down from the turmoil in Kiev, a political party that has been accused of promoting anti-Semitism and xenophobia is set to reap the benefits of the new government arrangement. The Svoboda Party will take control of not ministries in the interim government. These posts include the deputy prime minister and the heads of the agriculture and environmental ministry. In addition to these positions, a Svoboda lawmaker was appointed the new prosecutor general in the interim government. That, by the way, I think is the most important appointment, because that puts him in charge of trying to ferret out people who are disloyal to the new regime. There's already been talk of filing paperwork with the UN's International Criminal Court to prosecute Yanukovych, the former elected head of the government there in Ukraine. Who, once again, he's somebody for whom I have no brief. He's an Eastern or Central European politician. He's somebody who's part of the kleptocratic elite. He was legitimately elected, however, and there's probably going to be a great deal more ugliness now that the new regime is in power than what happened under the fading days of the previous regime. To continue, and I'm sure I'm going to butcher some of these names, Svoboda's leader, Ole, I believe it's pronounced Tianabok, is one of the leading opposition figures during the recent crisis in Ukraine and met with Arizona Republican Senator John McCain when the former presidential candidate visited the tumultuous country last December. Parenthetically, the role of John McCain in all of these matters is so tremendously significant. He's the head, I think, I don't know if he's still the head or perhaps the former head or head emeritus of the International Republican Institute, which is one of two branches of the National Endowment for Democracy. The other one, of course, is headed up by somebody from the Democrat Party. And that really is a tremendously valuable illustration of the fact that the two major parties are, as I believe the late Samuel Francis put it, different wings on the same bird of prey. They're completely interchangeable here in terms of what they're seeking.
And I think it's the point that William is making is so vitally important. And that is the fact that there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats at the national level. And as far as international policy is concerned, they have to get you with the idea that we have the Republicans and the Democrats, the right, the left, the conservative, the liberal. But the leaders of the Republican Party and the leaders of the Democrat Party are all globalists. Oh, they may argue back and forth, but it's all show business, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, of course, they all want a one-world government, one world financial system, and so they want to destroy Christianity. But they're not going to tell the American people that we've actually been taken over, that basically we go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate of their choice. In the year 2008, where we had a sudden election, was that when John McCain ran? No, I guess it was. And basically John McCain was the most liberal of all the Republican senators. Why would they pick him to run against the most liberal of the Democratic senators, who was Barack Obama? Because basically we were not to have a choice. We did not have a choice then. We do not have a choice ever. They pick both candidates, and we go to the polls every 4 years, and we vote for the candidate not of our choice, but of their choice. And this is how the system really works. It's time we took America back. And if you're not involved in the electoral process, if you're not involved in helping us to educate people, then you are part of the problem, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, and we're dealing with organized evil. And America's foreign policy is being used to destroy the sovereignty of this nation, to bring about this one world government. The people who are in charge are subversive. They do not believe in a sovereign nation, and nobody wants to call them subversive, but they are. Go right ahead.
And a really good example of that persistent subversion is the role of John McCain here. As you point out, Dr. McCain, he's somebody who would have to be considered the most left-leaning available candidate, at least in the context of the 2008 election. I mean, there are always people in the bullpen on the Republican side who are very left-leaning, who have managed to lacquer themselves with a patina of conservatism. I don't think John McCain's even gone so far as to make a credible attempt at posing as a conservative. But he has managed to be in just about every one of these flashpoints we're talking about, promoting exactly the wrong group of people with a type of smug, giddy, self-indulgent glee. He was hanging out with jihadists in Libya during the removal of Gaddafi. Once again, a pretty horrible guy, but the people that were installed by the United States were worse. Just year or so ago, he managed to go over to Syria and hang out with a bunch of al-Qaeda people who were part of the jihadist elements trying to overthrow another admittedly horrible government there in Damascus. These are people who are amputating hands and cutting out hearts and eating them and putting Christian villages to the torch, tearing down churches and terrorizing and killing Christians with the support of the United States government. There are people who call themselves al-Qaeda. As a matter of fact, that faction was actually kicked out of al-Qaeda by Zawahiri. It's apparently implausible, but it's true. And now, just last December, he was there in Kiev meeting with these people in this newly installed neo-Nazi element, this neo-Nazi party, which is going to have preponderant influence within the new supposedly liberating Ukrainian government. And what's not using the term neo-Nazi as a lazy pejorative. To continue now with this Daily Caller article, Tienenbaum and other party leaders have been accused of making numerous anti-Semitic and racist remarks. In 2004, Tienenbaum urged his party in a televised speech to fight, quote, the Moscow Jewish mafia ruling Ukraine. In 2012, deputy party leader Ihor Mior, I believe it's pronounced Miorshchenko, called actress Mila Kunis, who was born in Ukraine, a dirty Jewess, which instantly drew international condemnation. By the way, Mila Kunis is a pretty horrible human being. If you sample any of her supposed entertainment products, she's a pretty loathsome person. Focusing on her Jewish background, however, is the point of this observation about the inclination of the people in this Svoboda party. Another party official, Yuri Myashin, I believe it's pronounced Mikhalishin, or Mikhalikishkin, founded a think tank called the Joseph Goebbels Political Research Center, which is named as a tribute to the notorious Nazi propaganda minister. Even the founding name and the original name of Svoboda bear an eerie resemblance to the Nazis. They were founded as the Social National Party of Ukraine and adopted the Wolfsangel rune as their party logo, which is also the symbol used by Waffen-SS divisions in World War II and is a popular icon among neo-Nazis. But the party denies accusations that it is anti-Semitic and xenophobic. Tienenbaum has been aggressive in dismissing allegations that his party promotes these ideas. Svoboda is not an anti-Semitic party. Svoboda is not a xenophobic party. Svoboda is not an anti-Russian party. Svoboda is not an anti-European party. Svoboda is simply and only a pro-Ukrainian party. That's it, he declared in a 2012 interview with the New York Times. Its party platform makes no explicit statements of anti-Semitism or racism, but it does contain some curious items. For instance, creating a list of a detailed number of KGB agents with the Ukrainian government, banning Ukrainophobia. By the way, lustrating the Ukrainian government of the KGB is not a bad idea, even if these people are promoting it. But what is going on here, I suspect, is that it is no small or trivial thing in Russia or anywhere in that part of the world to be seen with some plausible justification as being heirs to the Soviet, to the Third Reich, to being heirs to the National Socialist Movement, their allies.
But I think that's so vitally important, William, that people understand, to go back certainly to the area of the 1930s, when it was the Americans, corporations that were financing Adolf Hitler. I found, mm-hmm. certainly when I went through the papers back at Colonel House's papers, a letter from Ambassador Dodd, the American ambassador to Germany, asking Colonel House why American corporations were funding certainly the Nazi, building the weapons for the Nazis, 1936. Anybody wants to see a copy of the letter, will we get it for them? We funded the Nazis, and certainly the other people have covered this. John Loftus does very well in a book we carry called America's Nazi Secret. Basically, we were actually funding the Nazis. We were financing the Nazis. We were helping them build the weapons before the war and during the war. And American Exxon was actually, Standard Oil was actually providing the oil for the Nazi submarines that were sinking American ships and killing American troop carriers. People never understand these things. This is all totally suppressed. And what's going on in the Ukraine today is like deja vu all over again. Before we go on, William, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can get certainly your writings, where they can find it, and how they can support you. Get your PayPal button.
Dr. Stan, I appreciate that. My chief outlet is the Pro Libertate blog. It can be found at freedominourtime.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Freedom in Our Time is one word, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. And there is a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay. I publish a new essay at least once a week, sometimes twice a week, depending upon my circumstance. The PayPal button is found at the bottom of every essay, and I really do appreciate all the help that we've received. And I have to be candid, we're desperately in need of help right now, as is everybody else. I mean, we're living in a tremendously strained economy right now, and I recognize that everybody's hurting. If people are inclined to help, if they have access to PayPal, my family and I would be profoundly grateful for any help that we can receive. My radio program is called Freedom Zealot Radio. It's broadcast every Saturday night at 8 o'clock on the Liberty News Radio Network, which is to be found online at libertyroundtable.com, libertyroundtable.com. And you go to that website, libertyroundtable.com, look at the upper right-hand quadrant of the page. There's a Listen Live button, so people can click on that button and listen to the program at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Pacific, or 9 o'clock Central. The Freedom Zealot radio program is pre-recorded. This week I'm talking about the Fourth Amendment and the effort to destroy what remains of the Fourth Amendment and our protections against the lawful search and seizure, and some recent court rulings that I think are reasons for cautious optimism. But then again, I recorded that program before a perfectly horrible ruling came down from the Supreme Court regarding the ability of prosecutors simply to detach all your assets and deny you the ability to defend yourself in court through asset forfeiture. That's something I'm going to be talking about next week. Once again, Freedom Zealot Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network, libertyroundtable.com, every 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time on Saturday night. Tomorrow night's program, once again, is going to be about the Fourth Amendment. I also write quite a bit for lewrockwell.com, lewrockwell.com. Mr. Rockwell is the president of the Ludwig von Mises Institute, and his website is one of the most widely read liberty-oriented websites in the world. And it also has a blog feature, which you can find at the right-hand border of the page. So go to lewrockwell.com, look for the blog posts, and he also republishes a lot of what I publish at ProLibertate.
And then, of course, I would simply add that Whittem does write the monthly Radio Liberty newsletter. Newsletter will be coming out very, very shortly. We actually post these on our website to where you can read them. Simply, they'll be a little delayed, but eventually they'll get up there. But, of course, if you join the Radio Liberty family, you'll get the newsletter right away. And certainly we appreciate so much Whittem's efforts, because we think he's one of the finest writers we have. And so you can read Whittem Grieg every month. The Radio Liberty newsletter. We'll be back. And I want each of you, if you're in a position to help Whittem, give him a hand. Barbara and I do, because we believe he's doing a great job. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. Buy all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 50% annually. There is little in the financial world more quickly than a coming wage in the price of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and effect as the world reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and the day doesn't pass without liberal economists bringing forth warnings of impending economic collapse. There has never been a better time than right now to buy gold and silver. Six-pound gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honor.
Order.
We believe in providing
the police
quality
to go
product,
back to the barracks and to stop simply pressing what is going on. And suddenly this very, very poorly armed group of people took control of the government of the Ukraine. Now, who gave the order? We have no idea.
Gold,
but we do know something of this whole thing is staged.
This
and basically, because the CIA has been funding at this moment this revolutionary movement in Ukraine, and then somebody who is far more powerful than the government over
our
there
against
the order
of
something stop letting stop opposing
this,
the CIA back group, let them take control.
What can you
that's
do?
Exactly what happened.
If you love your children,
we've seen
take
this
them out
time
of public
and time again down through the years. We've seen this happen over and over again. So with the so-called revolution in Russia, you know, when they could have put down the revolution back in 1989, they didn't do it, and the Russian troops were told to stand down and allow the so-called fall of the phony union of the Soviet Union in 1989, which is as phony as the $3 bill. And remember, of course, we could see pictures of Yeltsin standing on a tank talking against the Russians. Who controlled the television that was taking the pictures that we saw? Why, of course, the communists controlled it. So why were they allowing it to us to see it? Because everything is so you will believe what you see on television and you think you're seeing the truth. Behind everything going on today is a small group of people who control both the Soviet Union and the communists in Russia and the American government. We have one political party with two branches, the subversives, who are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and they're going to have to destroy the existing one and impoverish most of our people, and then, of course, to bring about this one-world religion, because they want to destroy Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, why they pushed such an evolution in our schools, will not allow our children to pray or to talk about God, and basically, of course, the whole idea is to destroy the faith of a generation. They've done it. Today, 40% of the population believes certainly that Obama is doing a good job. By the time our kids get out of school, probably less than 8% of them still have any religious faith. Maybe they'll get it as time goes by, they'll regain their faith. But the purpose of our education is to destroy faith in God, because behind what's going on today are powerful spiritual forces. And if you don't understand what's going on, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, which will explain the spiritual battle. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know about how Hitler escaped from SNE Germany at the end of the Second World War and went off to live in Argentina, we have two books now. One is called Hunting Hitler. That's Hunting Hitler. The other is called Grey Wolf. We have a 4-CD set. It's called Hitler Escaped. Hitler Escaped. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Why is that important? It's important, ladies and gentlemen, because, of course, when people could really understand that Hitler escaped and they've lied to us because they control the media, that our reality is controlled by these people. This is why, of course, the last thing they want is for people to know that Adolf Hitler escaped with the full help and support of the people at the highest levels of our government. And so, basically, the book, Hitler Escaped, Hunting Hitler, and, of course, the 4-CD set, Hitler Escaped. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Show. It is 28 February. Can you believe we are in the last day of February 2014 and we get to spend it with you? It is Friday. So glad to have you join us today and to have JD and Josh in the studio. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, we're going to let you get a little bit of